Welcome to truthmafia.com. This is your host, Tommy Truthful, with another amazing episode of the Truth Mafia podcast. Breaking news. Former NFL player Vontae Davis, 35, found dead in his Florida home. We're going to cover that today. We're going to get into the connection to Takeoff, all these bridges collapsing, the upcoming eclipse, and this 7.4 magnitude earthquake that just hit and rocked Taiwan, causing blackout. So once again, Tommy was right. My last video, if you go back and watch, I told you people was asking me what to look out for, and I said earthquakes. And there we have it. Now, recently, my brother Greg Reese just did a video on the eclipse, and you can find him over, guys, on truthmafia.com. He has his own channel over there. He also has videos up on band.video, and on his channel on truthmafia.com, all of his links point back to his website. So here's the video he dropped. Phenomenal.
The solar eclipse on April 8th is becoming a major event. The National Guard is being deployed, and the people are being advised to have 2 weeks of food and to fill their fuel tanks. This could all be explained due to the fact that tens of thousands of visitors are expected along the path of totality. But many people believe that they could be preparing for possible earthquakes due to the Devil Comet aligning with the April 8th eclipse, and due to the fact that in 1811, a comet also appeared in the skies during a solar eclipse on the same path and was followed by the biggest earthquakes in American history. Known as the New Madrid earthquakes, around 10,000 earthquakes occurred in just 3 months' time, the biggest being measured at 8.8 magnitude. They were the most devastating series of earthquakes in recorded history. But it was a different comet. And while some claim that a solar eclipse can trigger earthquakes, this scenario seems unlikely. This eclipse season is, however, a very rare event. The recent eclipses in August of 2017 and October of 2023, along with the upcoming one on April 8th, forms an Aleph and a Tav over the United States. The Aleph and Tav are the first and last letters of the Hebrew alphabet, the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. These eclipses mark the end of the great year, a 26,000-year period that starts anew with the dawning of Aquarius and a new golden age. Manly P. Hall wrote that high-level Masons designed America for a peculiar and particular purpose, a secret destiny to bring about a new Atlantis, or a new world order, wherein a king descended of a divine race will rule over all. In rituals, this king is symbolized as Apollo, Horus, or Nimrod, the father of Freemasonry, and is thought to be a descendant of the biblical Nephilim, or the Sumerian Anunnaki. According to Thomas Horn, this will happen in 2025, which corresponds to several documents published by intelligence agencies, such as Global Governance 2025, Global Trends 2025, and the 2025 Deagle Forecast on World Population. NASA is notorious for performing Masonic rituals based on the Egyptian mystery schools, Apollo being the same character as Horus, Sirius representing Isis, and Atlantis being the new golden age they hope to restore. And during the eclipse on April 8th, NASA will fire three rockets named after Apep, the Egyptian serpent god, whose goal was to devour Ra, the sun. And when the sun reemerges after 3 minutes of darkness, it will be likened to the rebirth of Horus, their new king of the Golden Age. CERN, known for practicing occult rituals at a statue of Shiva, the Hindu god who symbolizes death, destruction, and the end of an age, will be firing up their Large Hadron Collider to full power during the solar eclipse. And Israel, who is in the midst of committing genocide, is preparing to sacrifice a red heifer, a ritual sacrifice to prepare them for taking back the Temple Mount.
Red heifers, to be precise. Some Jews and Christians believe they're the key to rebuilding the historic Jewish temple in Jerusalem and to beckoning the Messiah. To understand, you have to go back nearly 2,000 years when the ancient Romans destroyed the last temple in the city. To rebuild it, these believers point to the Bible's Book of Numbers. It commands the Israelites to sacrifice a red heifer without defect or blemish and that has never been under a yoke. Only then can the temple rise again. Those sacred cows were showcased in Washington at a recent prayer gathering. Many evangelicals believe these red heifers will usher Christ's second coming.
And we need the Messiah to come, right? So for me, the red heifer is red for the blood of Jesus Christ.
A massive altar already awaits, where the heifers are to be burned. According to some believers, the ceremony needs to be performed right here on the Mount of Olives, looking directly into where the temple once stood. But something else now stands in its place.
Once they forcibly take the Temple Mount away from billions of Muslims worldwide, it will predictably thrust the world into the peak of chaos that these secret societies have been designing for centuries. And their plan is to bring order out of this chaos, with their divine king to rule over the world. But these are just rituals, and fear is an illusion. We can always choose love. The solar eclipse on April 8th is becoming a major event.
So, yeah, you know, pretty crazy these rituals are happening as the earthquakes are taking place. 7.4 magnitude earthquake rocks Taiwan, dropping these buildings, guys. I'm talking bringing whole buildings to the ground. And another thing we were right about, we just had a tsunami warning, which we've had so much predictive programming for that event. Now, Greg Greese dropped that video today, and I did this blog 2 days ago, which is talking about the April 8th eclipse. You got to check this out, guys. It's up on truthmafia.com. And this gets into all the occult connections to why they're choosing this day for all these rituals, what that X eclipse really represents, the resurrection of Osiris, and how CERN is firing up the Large Hadron Colliders, which, remember, on April 8th of 1904, Aleister Crowley made contact with an entity demon called Iowas. And Iowas was described with blonde hair. Lamb is the little gray dude. So there's a couple different demons Aleister Crowley was messing with. But if you read the description of Iowas, the ancients worshipped him. He had a face of a falcon. And he came to people sometimes with blondish hair, real light skin, but his true form was with the head of a falcon. And the Egyptians worshipped him as Horus. That's who it was, Horus, right? So this is going to be a major event, guys. And he did this ritual for 3 days. It was April 8th, 9th, and the 10th. And on that 10th day, the entity named Iowas, who was identified by him as Satan, on April 8th, 1904, that's the day it started. And then 3 days later, on the 10th, he was told to draw an X. That's what this demon told Aleister Crowley, to draw an X. And we have the Great American Eclipse making an X over the New Madrid fault line, which Horus's father, Osiris, he's represented by this X symbol. And I told you, 9/11, it represented ISIS and the destruction of the Twin Towers. That was in representation of the Silver Gates, which man reincarnates through. Then on the West Coast, this will represent the Golden Gates. And that's the galactic center, the portal connecting from heaven to earth that the Messiah is supposed to come back through. So they'll destroy that because what it symbolizes. And them two rituals, the one on the East Coast, the one on the West Coast, will birth Horus in the middle at that 88 point where the eclipses make the X over the New Madrid fault line. That's where the Antichrist symbolically will rise. And that'll be Horus, you know, Horus or Iowas. So it's very interesting that Crowley did that ritual and now CERN is firing up their Hadron Colliders. And we have three rockets being launched at the eclipse. And the one rocket is named Apophis, which was the god of chaos. Apophis, also known as Apep. And he was always trying to, his role was to eat the sun. So he was always chasing Ra. Remember in that movie, what was it called? Gods of Egypt, where you seen Ra up on the, it showed like the firmament of the earth and Ra's up there on that boat. And then that big serpent's coming, trying to eat the sun. That's Apophis. That's Apophis, the god of chaos. So I don't recommend going to this eclipse, guys, and don't look at it. Don't look up, literally, like that Netflix movie. They might have been trying to tell you something there. Please don't go, because they're using your energy and harvesting your energy to open these portals. And it's not like a giant portal is going to open up in the sky and everyone's going to see it. Just like on 9/11, portals open between them twin towers. See, this is going to affect everything in the astral plane, in around us. A lot of people ain't going to be able to see what really happens, but it's going to have a major effect on us. And then again, we might see something open up, but I don't think nothing will happen on the day of the eclipse. You guys know how I feel. It'll be a certain amount of days from the eclipse. That's just how they get down. Now, CERN's proton, and I'm going to butcher this, synchrotron boosters will be reactivated on the same day. And that'll be reactivated on the 10th, which was the last day of Crowley's ritual. And now guess what? CERN started warming up on March 22nd, 322. That was the day Frozen Empire came out, the Ghostbusters, where they opened a portal and this demon entity came out of it. Watch my decode on Frozen Empire. It'll blow your mind because it's exactly what they're showing us. And they have to show us what they're going to do before they do it. They believe it frees them karmically. Now, another thing, the physicists just discovered a four-dimensional entity within the collider. You can look this up. And the antimatter factory, CERN, will also deliver antiprotons on April 22nd, the first day of Passover, a Jewish holiday associated with sacrificial lambs. And, you know, us, we will be the sacrificial lambs. They're already doing major rituals like this one with the football player and many other people. People are dying left and right now. I mean, it's crazy. So will there be 3 days of darkness? Are they trying to open this interdimensional stargate to release this demon, four-dimensional demon that they just found? I mean, what is that all about, right? And CERN is built on the Temple of Apollo. Revelations 9:11, the fifth angel sounded his trumpet, and I saw a star that had fallen from the sky to earth. The star was given the key to the shaft of the abyss. When he opened the abyss, smoke rose like smoke from a gigantic furnace. The sun and the sky were darkened by the smoke. So you see how it's all the sun getting blocked out. And then the king of this this abyss. His name is Apollyon, and they had a king over them, the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name in the Hebrew tongue is Abaddon, but in the Greek tongue is Nameth Apollyon, and CERN is built on the temple of Apollo. Shiva is Horus, is the destroyer. That's what Nibiru is. Nibiru, Wormwood, Revelations 8:11. It's the destroyer of worlds. It's not what people think it is. It's not a planet. It's a dimension known as Dimension X, and they're trying to merge these realities. When they do this, it's going to unleash total chaos, my brothers and sisters. Total chaos on us. So, you know, all we can do really is prepare, get ourselves ready, and make sure we have water, food, supplies. Now, let's take a look at this gentleman who I believe was totally sacrificed. Vontae Davis, 35, found dead in his home. Well, football is 35, and so is Takeoff. Now, he was found dead on April Fool's Day, and the Broward County Office of Medical Examiners and Trauma Services investigating the death of the 35-year-old Vontae Davis of Southwest Ranches, Florida, according to the statement obtained by NBC News from the medical examiner. They said that there was no foul play, that but the first they say, the statement noted that it could take up to 90 days to complete the investigation. And then they say, oh yeah, he was found dead, but there was no foul play. Well, how do you know that already when you just said it could take up to 90 days to complete the investigation? You know what I mean? But this is how dumb they think we are, guys. Now, why am I looking at Takeoff, right? What does he have to do with anything? Well, Davis' assistant found him dead Monday morning at the home in the 6000 block of Southwest 178th Avenue and called 911. Well, when I seen that 178 number, you know, I got a photographic memory. So I have all these ciphers memorized. I do this so much. I was like, oh, wow, that's kill half the globe cipher, which is tied into the Georgia Guidestones that they destroyed so they could get rid of that evidence that showed they wanted to get the population down to 500 million, which is 13 out of 14 people dead on this planet. Let me light this blunt, guys. You know, I always got to light up to take this ride with you. So what do we have in this 178 cipher in the Latin, which is Hebrew, also known as Jewish? Kill half the globe, 178. Take off, 178. America, end America, 178. In a form of number magic, which this is Masonic number magic. They're doing these rituals on certain ley lines under certain astrological alignments, making sure the numbers lined up. Because when you're doing a manifestation ritual, you have to make sure the energy is going in the proper place. And that's how you do it with these style of rituals. So I'm like, man, is there any connection to Takeoff? So I go look at the day Takeoff died, November 1st of 2022, until this football player dies. And guess what it is, guys? 17 months, which is a huge kill code. Q is 17. If you watch that movie Songbird, they were taking everybody to the Q zones to kill them. And kill equals 17. Now, that was 73 weeks. Sacrifice 73, end America 73. That's in the English ordinal cipher. It's 17 in reduction, matching the 17 months. And then that is 141.64% of the common year. Well, that's interesting because 141 is one of the biggest numbers tied to the sacrifice of the Golden Gate Bridge. And 141 and 128, both them numbers. Now, sacrifice equals 141 and Fibonacci, which is like the fingerprint of God, the Fibonacci sequence. And End America is 141 in that same cipher. And then we find 141 in the string of pi, as you see right there. So there's a definite connection to takeoff. I mean, I showed you in every cipher, right? I haven't totally figured out why the takeoff connection's there, but they like to build on these rituals. So they'll string them together because they're building on the energy. So they'll have one connected to the other, connected to the other, connected to the other. And then part of manifestation magic, it's making this happen, right? Just like with that event we just had, guys, right here. Did you guys see this yet? California highway falls apart. Yeah. So, and guess what? This was right down the road from Rocky Creek Bridge. So there's a bridge connected to it. Rocky Creek Bridge equals 49 in Chaldean, matching April Fool's Day. So we had the Oklahoma Bridge. Then we have the Rocky Creek Bridge. And if you don't know what the Oklahoma Bridge was, yeah, we had a barge strike Oklahoma Bridge. And that was at Robert S. Carr Reservoir, 4 days after the Key Bridge collapsed, guys. Baltimore's 148, Robert S. Carr is 148, Brainwash 148. It didn't knock this one down, but it sure did hit it hard. And I got a video. I forgot to upload it. I'll upload it tomorrow. Man, I wish I would have uploaded that. It's showing from my friends in New York sent me a video. The George Washington Bridge, guys, is falling apart. It's going to go. I mean, the whole bottom of it's falling off. So are people going around destructing these bridges and trying to take them down? Are they trying to trap us in these cities? Now, we all remember Jade Helm in 2015 when they did that drill and shut down all the Walmarts. And then there was all them rumors going around about them building FEMA death camps underneath the Walmarts. You guys remember that? Well, this is how empires work. They're not just going to do it the next year or the next year. No, no, no. Empires build, they plan 20, 30, 40 years in advance. So that started back then, which really Jade Helm even started further back than that, all the way back in 2001 with the Patriot Act and the weaponization of artificial intelligence. I know what you're thinking. Artificial intelligence, 2001. Oh, yeah, they had AI in 2001. This AI we're using now is old. It's real old, like 25 years old. You know, they're so far advanced beyond this. Whenever they give it to us, guys, they're always 20, 30 years ahead of that. They don't let us see that technology, right? We'll get it later when there's some way better technology. But back to that 49 number, connected to the Rocky Creek Bridge, April Fool's Day. And by the way, April 9th, that's the day after the eclipse. That's Little Nas X's birthday. And remember, DMX died on that day. And so did Prince Philip, whose coat of arms is the X. Go look it up. I am not joking. We just had the 49ers in the Super Bowl. Remember, guys? Yeah. And collapse of the Golden Gate Bridge, 128. San Francisco 49ers, 128. Bridge collapse, 128. The bridge collapsed in Baltimore at 128. I mean, you can't make it up. 9/11, the tower collapsed at 1028. Matthew Perry died October 28th, 1028, which is Jacob Rothschild, 1028 in Latin. So, yeah, I mean, and when he died, that's a representation of the coming of the collapse of the physical currency. And bridges go over currents. Me and Donut talked about this years ago. So when the bridges start going down, it's a representation of the collapsing of the physical dollar to flip us to a digital currency. Everything with water is tied to our financial system and maritime law. Now, the 49ers, that 4-9 number, well, what do we got in that number, guys? Let's take a look. Aliens are coming, 4-9. Death by numbers is 49. EMP weapons, scripted news, homicide code, manifestation, make it happen, which is also tied to manifestation. Keystone Bridge, and that's different than the Key Bridge. There's a Keystone Bridge, which I'll get into in a minute. Nemesis Cataclysm 49, which is the Destroyer, Wormwood, Dimension X, Planet X, as they call it, right? Sorry, guys, I have a cold. I can barely breathe. Let me light this blunt. Or they're blasting me with some type of energy weapon. I don't know what the hell is going on, but my whole head's clogged up. It just clogged up right before I started doing this too. So check this out. What is the Keystone Bridge? Well, there's many of them. And we see Keystone Bridge is tied into this 49 code, which is tied to the Rocky Creek Bridge, this ritual we just had. So when I seen that, I'm like, man, I wonder if there is a real Keystone Bridge. Is this what they're trying to manifest? Another bridge destruction, EMP, power outage, death by the numbers, fake alien invasion. It could very well be. And I think that is what they're doing. Now, the Keystone Bridge, there's three of them, guys, that we should keep our eye on. We got the one in Michigan. We got the one in Iowa. And then we got the one that I'm looking at. This is the one that a red flag is going off. That's the one in Pennsylvania. And the last bridge collapse before the Baltimore one was because the Rainbow Bridge didn't collapse. It was just a ritual there. The last bridge collapse before that was in Pennsylvania, the land of the 446 bridges. So this one's called the Keystone Viaduct, right? And Keystone Viaduct is 57, like law of attraction, another energy connected to manifestation rituals. So that bridge was built in 1911. And this is why I think they're probably going to hit that one, guys, because that 1911, that's the number for the ancient and accepted Scottish Rite of Freemasonry. You know, and I know how you guys hate how I say that, but sorry, that's just my lingo. But that's that 1911 number. So that's another one I would definitely keep your eye on. And let me pull this one back. Hold on one sec, guys. I got this slide here I want to show you. Back to, where's it at? Oh, right here. Here we go. So with this football player, right? Why is all these connections going on with football right now? What is that about? Well, it's the eclipse. You see that football in his hand? You know what that represents? It's the Vivica Pisces. The Vivica Pisces. When an eclipse happens, it creates, I just called it the Vivica Pisces, the Vesca Pisces. My apologies. I'm terrible at pronouncing stuff. The Vesca Pisces, when the eclipse is happening and them two discs are overlapping, what's in the middle of it? The shape of the football. That's where we get the football from, the Vesca Pisces. So, you know, it's just tied to the upcoming eclipse. That's really what it is. And speaking of that football player that was killed, he's from Washington, D.C. Now, Lincoln was killed in April at age 56. And April equals 56. They are both from Lincoln and the football dude, Davis, from Washington, home of the Commanders. Washington, D.C. is 56 and 61, which is Society of Jesus, 56. And then Jesus is 61 and Cross is 61. He died at the age of 35. Well, that's the number of Satan, the Baphomet, football, Super Bowl, takeoff. You know, he died 50 days after the Super Bowl ended. Washington, 50. America, 50. Jesuit, 50. And Maui, the fire massacre, that happened in the 50th state. Oh, and by the way, go on truthmafia.com and look at the new video where Joe Biden's talking about their new weapon. I ain't even going to talk about it because I'll get my video taken down, but just to let you get a little hint, hashtag energy weapons, that's all I'm going to say. So go check that out. That's up on truthmafia.com. And he dies, right, on 4-1. Well, 4-1, guys, 4 plus 1 plus 20 plus 24 equals 49. There's that 49 number again. So he died on the date of 49 numerology. I mean, you can't make it up. You can't make it up. And we just had that 49 number, right? Right here. Right there. You know what I mean? These are all rituals by the numbers. That's totally what they are. Another one I was looking at, this is an older one I did. You know how Gregory said in his video about the alpha and the omega, that shape that it's making that looks like an A over America? Well, the Joker card out of the 52 deck of playing cards, this is a destiny card. So your birthday, you have a life path number assigned to you. You have a destiny card. And you have two birth cards. Your birth cards are in the tarot deck. It doesn't matter if you don't believe in that. It's assigned to you. That's just what it is. So the Joker card is one of the most rarest destiny cards. Most destiny cards, like mine's the Ten of Diamonds, which mine's all about financial blessings. I'm able to manifest money very easily, which is true. Mine's the luckiest card in the whole deck. But this Joker card, the Alpha and the Omega card, it only has one birthday assigned to it, and that's December 31st. So the end score in the Super Bowl was 22-25. A Yellowstone eruption is 2225. And that is December 31, abomination that causes desolation. From February 11th of the Super Bowl until December 31st of 2024 is 325 days, which is Green Comet, the Devil Horn Comet. So maybe Yellowstone's going to blow. Remember that movie 2012? That's how all the events started, was Yellowstone. And if Yellowstone blows, guys, we're talking about like a thermonuclear winter. It's going to be crazy. It's going to be crazy. And that would definitely, that would definitely destroy America. I don't know if we would ever come back from that one, because that would be bad. So I'm hoping that does not happen. But it very well could be that could be the case. It sure could. So now I'm working on this new video, guys, and you'll be able to watch it tomorrow. I was going to release it today, but then all this stuff popped up, so I had to do this. And over on truthmafia.com, we have a made members area. You know, 99% of my content is 100% free. And we have our made members area. It's $8.88 a month. This gets you access to our members-only catalogs on Truth Mafia, our members-only group, which you have access to me, our WhatsApp group. It also gets you access to our members-only post, our members-only webinars, and these movie decodes that I do. Now, tomorrow I'm releasing this new movie decode I just did on three-body problem. And the three-body problem Netflix series, it's all about the coming of these aliens that are trying to kill us because they want to take over our world. And there's three suns. So it has that Nibiru symbolism. There's three suns in the three-body problem. That's what it's all about. Their world keeps being destroyed from cataclysms from these three suns. You know, it's very similar to the Hopi prophecy, pole shift, the plasma apocalypse, all these different things, the Phoenix phenomenon. And if you want to join that and be able to watch that video tomorrow, and our back catalog, which is tons of amazing videos. Me and Donut do members only videos. I do my own. And when I do the movie decodes, I'm showing clips of the movie. So you're seeing exactly what I'm talking about. The one for Three Body Problem is over an hour long. It's phenomenal. I'm going to point out every Easter egg in that series. So if you want to see that, it's definitely worth it for that. I might offer it too on truthfultv.com for like $5. So people that don't want to join the membership, they can just pay a one-time fee, or I'll do it maybe a little cheaper so people can afford it. But what do you guys think? $3? I'll do it for like $3. And because I put a lot of work into it. It's a way to help fund our movement. And all the content creators out here have their YouTube membership or their Instagram membership. I just do my membership on my own website because I don't want to pay Patreon or YouTube. You know what I mean? So I'll think of different ways to give people access to it. And I'm also putting up tonight the new David Icke video. My boy Paranoid American, he did an interview with David Icke, and that's on his Patreon. He gave me the link to it. He always lets me put his videos up, so I just got to tag his pages and stuff. But I'll put that up on truthmafia.com tonight too, so you'll have access to watch the new David Icke video, which Paranoid said they attacked his microphone. It was crazy. He said all of his stuff kept going out when he was trying to talk to David. And I guess David's going to come back on again. I asked Paranoid if he shapeshift or anything. He said no. He didn't see him shapeshift. But I would love to interview David Icke. I mean, you got to admit it, guys. He is a legend. So that's pretty cool. And don't forget, find out your role in this simulation. Just like I do these decodes, I do personal decodes. And that's over on my other website, truthfultv.com. So we have two websites. Remember that. They're totally separate from each other. Truthmafia.com, where I do my blogs, my podcast. That's where all my friends are, all the whole Truth Mafia team. And then over on truthfultv.com, that's my personal website where I do my bookings. And if you want to find out your role in this simulation, whether you're a first player character or an NPC, we do that. We cover your birth cards. We cover your destiny card. We cover your life path number. We show you the code assigned to you, so you know what to look out for. You know what synchronicities to pay attention to. And it's not just about dropping your name in a calculator. That's not how the decode works. So, you know, I'll break it down for you in full detail. From the day you're booking, say you went and paid for a reading today, right? And your booking was tomorrow, April 4th. You would get your reading 10 to 14 days from your booking date. That's just how it works, guys. I'm so booked. That's just the process. So it's never going to change. I mean, it's worth the wait. You know, it is a little wait, but sometimes I do it a couple days later. It depends on how busy I am, but on average, it's 10 to 14 days, just so people know. I always like to be honest and transparent with you. But it's only $26. And when you get it, trust me, you'll be like, man, that was the best thing I ever did, because it's going to tell you everything about yourself. And then you'll know what your destiny card is. You'll know what your life path number is. You'll know what energies vibrate with you. So that link is in the bio, just like the link for truthmafia.com and joining the mob. That link is also in the bio. I just want to thank you guys for rocking out with us tonight. I really appreciate y'all. Smash that like button. Please share this video and leave comments down below so I know you was able to see the video, because they've been censoring us. Truthful, out.